Hey, it's Jennifer with ICA, and I am here today with Tamar Berger. She is one of the co-owners of Off-Road in Washington, D.C. How are you doing, Tamar?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I am great. First, I want to congratulate you because Off-Road won Best Studio in Washington, D.C. this year, didn't it?
We did. It was very exciting.
Was that your second year or...?
This was our first year, but this is the first time they had a special category for indoor cycling studios. So the year before that, we won runner-up for best gym, which was actually a little bit surprising given that we're pretty much a small operation. So
that's very exciting.
Yes.
And truth be told, I have been there. Tom and I came down and did some workshops, and so I can attest it is a fabulous studio, and I keep sending you people there.
Great. Who, love hearing say, that.
Yes. Awesome. Well, one of the things I love about your studio is that you are just so eager to teach Tour de France, not just classes, but you create an entire program around it.
That's right.
And so I'm going to go ahead, just give you the reins and let you tell everyone what is the program and how do you use it to incentivize people and bring and fill those classes?
Sure. So we are currently gearing up for our third annual Tour de France Challenge at Off-Road. It starts on the 4th of July this year, just as the Tour de France starts. The program essentially is pretty straightforward. We have a leaderboard up in the studio, and every class is worth a certain number of stickers, depending on the stage. Yellow stickers for general ride. Every ride is worth at least one yellow sticker. Green stickers for interval/sprinting classes, and red for climbing. And we assign each class a certain number of stickers. And as riders compete, as they ride and take classes, they track their progress on the board. We also offer a special Tour de France Unlimited pack for those 3 weeks with a discount, which they can then use to compete. But riders don't have to buy that. They can use whatever class pack they have already. So there's really no fee to participate. It's the same as just coming to class.
And it's the same price per class?
It's unless you buy the 3 week unlimited, which a lot of people do, it actually drops the price quite a bit. But if you already have an unlimited with us or, you know, a 10 class pass and you prefer to use that, you can use that as well.
And you said that this year is your third year. Can you tell me a little bit about the progression? How has it been received? And do you fill your bikes, your classes?
Yeah, so it was surprising. Our first year, we did it obviously 3 years ago. And, you know, for studios, this is an interesting time of the year. As summer comes around, you start to see that classes tend to empty out a little bit as the weather gets a little warmer outside. So we were curious to see what would happen if we ran a challenge in July, right in the middle of the summer. And we found that not only did we start filling up the bikes more, but we were selling out classes. So classes were sold out, classes were full, and the energy was incredibly high in the studio. People were excited to come to class. There was a lot of buzz, and you couldn't ask for anything better in the middle of summer than to have full, exciting classes.
Exactly. And that was 3 weeks before the tour, and you've already got people asking about it, begging?
We start as early as possible getting the word out. We do an early bird pricing several weeks out. So we're just about closing the first round of early bird pricing. The board is up in the studio already. Names are already being entered. We also do we do raffles during the tour. So I've collected from what we call our race sponsors, and those are our business neighbors and friends who give us small little prizes that we raffle off throughout the tour.
Are these actual like gift certificates or
gift certificates and sometimes water bottles and t-shirts and gift cards and, you know, class passes. And, you know, we're in a really great area of Washington, D.C. where we're surrounded by great businesses and we work very well as a business community. So we've had really great luck collecting amazing prizes for this. So that's another element to keep people excited. Every time you show up to ride, your name is entered. So you get little prizes all the way through and you're competing for large grand prizes at the end.
Now, I hear from time to time instructors say, well, my students, my riders don't care about the Tour de France. They don't care about cycling. So this would never work for them. I know that I've gotten non-cyclists and non-tour people interested just by virtue of presenting a really fun and exciting class. What is your experience?
Yeah, what's nice about this challenge is that it works both ways. It's still a fitness challenge. So those people who are not necessarily, you know, that interested in cycling still see this as an opportunity and as a motivation to continue to come to class, maybe up their classes during the summer. They come to class, they track their progress, and that's enough for them. We've also seen seen the tour kind of help get people interested in cycling who may not have ever been. So using some of the profiles from ICA, which is very useful, to kind of paint a picture of what's actually happening in the tour and show how exciting it is. We have found people start to be interested in the tour and in cycling in general. We often show some footage of the racing. We talk about the stages of the day. And those people who are not interested, that's fine. They kind of, you know, ignore it. And those who are kind of on the cusp of being interested, you can start seeing that they're like, oh, well, that's kind of fascinating. So it's an exciting thing for us too, to kind of get people to understand what the tour is all about and maybe turn, you know, go home and kind of watch the recap just to see what happened.
Now you've had, the ICA package for a couple of years. Do you know what your favorite profile is?
Oh, that's easy. It's always the Alpe d'Huez.
The original Alpe d'Huez. Yeah,
the original.
That was it. 2011, I think.
Yeah, I love it.
So you actually tell that whole story and create that dramatic, melodramatic even scenarios of...
Mm-hmm. All the way through. Actually, one of our instructors, Colleen Matthews, she's been doing it every year at our studio. That is her expertise, and we let her shine when it's time for Alpe d'Huez. She's already on the schedule to do it this year.
Awesome. That's great to hear. Well, we have Alpe d'Huez again this year. It appears in the tour every... Well, it actually has been like 3 years in a row, and then it might not appear for a couple of years. So it's always a new and exciting one. We have the one from 2013 when they did Alpe d'Huez twice.
Ugh,
remember
can't
that
even
one?
Imagine.
I know. All right, Tamar, there's an elephant in the room we need to talk about. How competitive people can get.
Yes.
And I know other instructors like Brian Black has told me that when they did this in the past, they had to limit the number of times someone could come per day because people are just by nature, some people are very competitive. Have you dealt with that?
Yes, absolutely. One year, I can't remember if it was our first or second year, we did put a limit on 2 classes a day. We didn't put the limit in last year, but I did find that I was, keeping an eye out for some of our regulars who were taking a few too many classes, often tapping them on the shoulder and suggesting taking a class off or taking a rest day. We didn't actually talk about this before, but we actually built into the unlimited package. We put in special, what we call rest day workouts, which are not worth any stickers, but they are free to the TDF riders. And it's usually a restorative stretching yoga type class to encourage people to, you know, respect their bodies.
Great idea.
And also to keep in mind that, you know, spinning and indoor cycling classes are designed really for these 45, 50 minute structure, where instructors are really building, you know, a higher intensity 45 minute class. And then you have riders doing 2 or 3 back to back, and that's not really how they're designed to be. So, you know, I often find that, you know, we're keeping an eye out, making sure that these riders are fueling and making sure they're bringing food if they're going to be doing multiple ones. If I see people doubling up on my classes, I'll often come to them and ask them to hold back on some of the intervals. But it's definitely an issue. And we find that what's fascinating is it's not the prizes. It doesn't really matter what you're giving away. It's this interesting reward structure of I'm coming to class and you give me a sticker.
I know, isn't that funny? People.
Yeah, and that's it. The first year we did this, we had the board and the stickers and the rules set up, but we hadn't announced the grand prizes yet. And because we were still finalizing what we thought they would be. And so the race, the tour, the challenge started. We were about 4 or 5 days into the challenge before we announced the prizes. And people were already going full on, you know, multiple classes, marking their stickers, doing the whole thing. And I turned to my business partner, the co-owner, and I said, you know, they're competing for stickers right now. Like, there's nothing else behind the stickers. They have no idea what prize it will be, if there's a prize. It's just the stickers that they're fighting for right now. So
there's a very interesting psychological treatise on this, I'm sure.
I'm sure. It's fascinating to watch. It really is. So, and we very rarely announce our grand prizes now before the race starts.
Well, anyone listening to this, make sure you take heed. You may not have to limit the number of classes per day. It totally depends on your market and the personality and the demographics of your audience. But take heed. Pay attention. How competitive are they? Are they going to come more than once a day? Are you going to allow that? And if so, you know, maybe over the course of a week, you might tap it out.
Yeah. One suggestion that I do is I send a note to all of my instructors to keep an eye out, a special eye out for people doubling up on classes or people who look like they might be going a little too hard. So, you know, you can go and talk to them one-on-one and make sure that they're not going too hard during the challenge.
Tell us a little bit about how this finishes. Do you have a party at the end? How do you award the prizes? Who's the winner of it? Like, the person who comes the most often, the person who gets the most points?
Yeah, it's a pretty straightforward challenge. You try to keep it as simple as possible. The person with the most yellow stickers at the end, is our overall winner of the tour. So it isn't just a matter of taking the most classes in those 3 weeks. We do throw in a little bit of strategy with the green and the red stickers. So we do have a winner for our sprinter winner and our king of the mountain. And that's the person with the most green stickers or the person with the most red stickers. And that's not for every class. So you can start being strategic about which classes you go to in order. If you're going for the king of the mountain, you'll start watching for the classes that have the most red stickers given out, and the same for the green, just so that there's some strategy involved, but not a whole lot.
Now we will put your rules.
Yes.
On the Tour de France page. And people can look at that and see how you set it up. I know a couple other studios who do something similar, might tweak the rules a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's just so creative, and it's such a fun way to get engagement and get people involved, not just come to class and, you know, go as hard as they can, but actually they're doing it with a purpose.
Yes. And that's what we find, that the energy is incredibly high during the tour.
Well, thank you so much, Tamar. I can't wait to see the photos from this year's tour. We are posting up the photos from your last year's event, or your past year's events, I should say. And if anyone has any questions, would you welcome them to get in contact with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll put your email in the notes for this interview. And thank you so much. And again, congratulations on being selected Washington, D.C.'s number one cycling studio.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for having me.